Frankville's systemic water crisis. Brothers, beautiful sisters, comrades, activists, and environmentalists, it is with great privilege and honor to be invited to my third Fight Toxic Prisons 2017 rally to be gathered here today with all who sacrificed their precious time to unify in solidarity to expose the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections' systemic water crisis. On September 19th, 21st, 24th, and 27th, 2017, prisoners at SCI Frackville experienced four incidences with respect to the water crisis, to drinking contaminated toxic water, coupled with bouts of diarrhea, vomiting, sore throats, and dizziness by an overwhelming majority of the inmate population. This isn't and cannot be construed as an isolated incident. The SCI Frackville staff passed out bottled spring water after the inmate population had been subjected to drinking the toxic contaminated water for hours without ever being notified via intercom and or by memo to refrain from consuming the tap water. This is as insidious as it gets. SCI Frackville's administration is acutely aware of the toxic water contamination crisis and have adopted an in-house pattern practice of intentionally failing to notify the inmate population via announcements and or by posting memos to refrain drinking tap water until we inmates discover it for themselves through the effects of bouts of diarrhea, vomiting, and sore throats, etc. In general, Pennsylvania DOC knows it has a water crisis in its hands. The top agencies like the DEP, EPA, knows about this open secret and have conspired to deliberately ignore most, if not all, of the official inmates' complaints. Pennsylvania has received four drinking water violations from the EPA. The underlying problem is money, money, and more money. The DEP expects to receive 30% out in drinking water grants, split between 30% for air and 25% for Superfund cleanup. So this leaves us with 43 inspectors employed, but to meet the EPA mandates, we need at least 85 full-time inspectors. This means Pennsylvania inspectors have doubled the workload, and this has resulted in some systems not being inspected. Logically, the larger systems get routine inspections, and systems that have chronic problems get inspected. But smaller and rural systems like ours may not be, because we are the minority and society doesn't care about us. Persona non grata. Many Pennsylvania taxpayers would be surprised to know that our infrastructure is older than Flint, Michigan's toxic water crisis. Something is very wrong in our own backyard, and the legislative body wants to keep a tight lid on it. But how long can this secret be contained before we experience an outbreak of the worst kind? Silence? No more. It is time to speak. I could not stress the sense of urgency enough. We need to take action by notifying our Pennsylvania state legislators and make them accountable to the taxpaying citizens and highlight the necessary attention about Pennsylvania's DOC water crisis to assist those of us who are cornered and forced to drink toxic contaminated water across the Pennsylvania state prisons. There's no telling how many of us inmates have contracted the waterborne disease called polycythemia vera by drinking this contaminated toxic water for years without recourse to be medically diagnosed and or treated for this disease. The Pennsylvania DOC refuses to test the inmate population in spite of the ongoing water crisis. We both know what would happen if the inmate population would discover that they have been contracted with the disease polycythemia vera. Obviously, this wouldn't be economically feasible for the Department of Corrections Medical Department to pay the cost to treat all inmates who have been discovered to have ill-gotten the waterborne disease, polycythemia vera. If you want to obtain a goal you've never obtained, you have to transcend by doing something you've never done before. Let's not procrastinate. Unify in solidarity. Take action before an outbreak becomes inevitable. There's no logic to action afterwards if we could have avoided the unnecessary catastrophe in the first place. Let's govern ourselves in the right direction by contacting and filing complaints to our legislative body, DEP, EPA, and their higher-ups, etc. In the mountains of rejections, you are our yes. Inside the Nation of Prisoners, this is Brian Arroyo for Prison Radio.